So then there's a Gaza, and you cannot be used as an Indus, he's a Rosh Hamas. He's a Rosh Hamas. So according to the Rosh Hamas, the Machlekes between Rabbi Meir Alevi and the Rosh, according to Rabbi Meir Alevi, so without Malvin there is no Chiyuv, as the Ktzeis says. Rabbi Meir Alevi, it's a palace, why the Ktzeis doesn't mention that there is a machlekes between the Rosh and Rabbi Meir Alevi, but it's mukha. So according to Rabbi Meir Alevi, without Mazin there is no chiyuv whatsoever. No chiyuv whatsoever. So even Palgeniske Knosse should be able to be famous. Because it's not the chiyuv, there is no Mazin. But it's a special takone. So that special takone, the Chachone made only by Palgeniske Knosse. Where it's pochis machine. So, but not by other Knosses. But the Rosh says, no, it's a chiyuv. It's a chiyuv deraisa. Now, there is another raive that the Rosh doesn't mention. But the raive that two raives. One is that one medalev, and one is that one medalev molokame, and one is that one hei molokame. And the Rashbo, the Chedusha Rashbo, that one gimun molokame is masik on both raives. Now, let's see. The two raives. That one medalev and that one hei. I think, I'm not sure, but I think, because there is a Nachlas Gomit, some Nachlas Gomit, so maybe one of you has it. So together with the Nachlas Gomit and Bolokam, and Nachlas Gomit and Bolitzie, there are also Chubes by the Nachlas Gomit. So there is a Chube by the Nachlas Gomit who discusses the union of Knosses before Amud Medin. I think, I'm not sure, because it's many years since I saw that Nachlas Dovid, that Chubim. So I think that Nachlas Dovid says that's the machlekes between Rabbi Meir Alevi and the Rosh, as to whether without Mavim is there a chiyuv lotzis in Shemayim or there is no. I think that Nachlas Dovid says it. I'm not 100% sure. Now, I ask you to go over the sugya in Bolokame, Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. I ask you. Now, so I ask you to go over the Pesach. I don't know what you did or not. Ike ben Ali. So, Kiddish and Nizek, Ike ben Ali. There's a Machlekes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel, whether Yushem HaShem or Yuchmat HaShem, Rabbi Shmuel says, Yushem HaShem. So in other words, the Nizek only has a shidduch, a mortgage on the Sheir HaMazik. And Rabbi Akiva says, Yuchmat HaShem. So he becomes, he acquires title. So, who Yuchmat HaShem? So the Gemara says, my deny it. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, since he doesn't acquire title in the Sheir HaMazik, so even Nizek is Magdish, the Hekesh is not Chav. According to Rabbi Shmuel, so if he is Nizek, so Nizek is only entitled for the Kriyat, and he only has a shibut on the Sheir, so the Nizek was Magdi, so the Hekesh is not Chav. According to Rabbi Akiva, he has title, so Mele is Chav. So then, Tinsa says the Kashe, how can you say, according to Rabbi Akiva, the Tinsa, Sikhi Benari, Tafamu Kimu Long Dalit, the West Tinsa, how can we say that according to Rabbi Akiva, Yiddish and Nizek, so the Hekesh is Chav? Yiddish and Nizek. The Hekdesh is Chal, so yes, the Kashe, but after all, by Knas, it's Knas, and Knas, so before Amod Vadim, there is no Chiyuv, there is no chiyuv. So Teisa said the kashe from the Gemara Bim Teva with the Gnaro. Now we his people Ami Bidin Achevoko Knoso Leatzmo Vamai Vomishaspitu Zoche Boho Alme Mashma Adi Knas Lui Zoche Achasamor Bidin Vehoche Soba Rabbi Akive Di Zoche Mishasamezeh Di Zoche Mishasamezeh וכן במרובה משמע ולכסיף תחסיני ומשמע ותחסיני ושיני אבל אמרינו ניסים העיני ודלשיני וייצי בעיני ושיני אלמו מזוכה עד שיאמו בדין ואוכה סום הרבקי ומזוכה משסנזק ואיד הרבקי ואיסלי בשורי על ייצי ואי מצורי בדלשי כתשיחו ואוסו מומה ומנדומה מצורי כתשיחו כתוב שייצי בשני שני ולכני ושמו יש לו אימא דחי לטי לגזייכם משסנו דיחה משלגור לנקחו Now, this thesis has nothing to do with the Shaila as to whether, without Mardin, whether there is a Chiyuv, what is in Shemaim, or there is no Chiyuv in Shemaim. That's another Shaila. Here is another Shaila. Here there is another Shaila. The Shaila is, of course, here ultimately there is a Chiyuv. We are not talking Bizman Azeh, we are talking Bizman when there was a Bezim Smuchim. So ultimately, there is Amorim. But the Nizek was Magdish, the Shira Mazik, before the Amorim. So the question is, so this is a Tikashe, so from this Gemara it's Mashma, that even though the Chiyuv is established through Amorim Din, but it has retroactive effect. Boraye, that the Gemara says, that according to Rabbi Akiva, if the Nizek was Mazik, the Sheiram was Magdish, the Mazik, the Sheiram Mazik, immediately after the Hezek, before the Amor Levedim. So then the Hezek is how? Why? Because ultimately there is Amor Levedim. So that retroactively determines that the Nizek had title as of the moment of the Hezek. That's how it appears from that Gemara, from the Gemara in Ksubes. The Gemara, the Mishnah says in Ksuves, "Lo yispik lamid bedin achem bokro knoso laatzmo v'amai v'mishaspitu zoche bo'av alme mashmad v'knas lo yizoche achasamol bedin." And even though ultimately there is that margin, so it does not have retroactive effect. We do not say that it's retroactively determined that it was mechuyev as of the time of the innocent pitu. So Teisa says, according to Rabbi Akiva, why does Rabbi Akiva say Yuchlas? Because we need a kumazik mazal of Achmona. So that's exactly as a kosum. By the Palganiske Knose, according to Rabbi Akiva, that it has retroactive effect. This is Teisa's shit. Now, the Rambam Shite, in the case of Yishe Nizek, in Kibinaye, so the Rambam Shita is that when the Gemara says Ishe Nizek Ikbenaye, the Gemara has reference to the case where the Nizek was Magdish the Sheira Mazik Racha Amod Medin. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, that it's Yushan, so if Racha Amod Medin, he still doesn't have title, he just is Mechoyev. And the Nizek, Racha Amod Medin, has a Shibut, that's all. But he doesn't have title, so in Meile, the Hegdash is not Chal. The Hegdash is not Chal. Mashain came according to Rabbi Akiva, so Achar Amod Medin, if the Nizek was Magdish, so then he has title, so the Hegdash is Chal. So anyway, so the Rambam is Chemikan Teisves, according to Teisves, so by Paul Geniske Knosse, according to Rabbi Akiva, so who learns out from the Posik, so that implies that even though by Knosses, so the Chiyuv is established for the Amod Medin, but here the Xeras HaKosef is that this Amod Medin has retroactive effect, and he retroactively, the Nizek retroactively becomes the owner, the Mafreya, of the Sheira Mazik, Mashiach Mazik, and according to the Rambam. So when the Gemara says, if she needs to give Gunaya, according to Rabbi Akiva, the Hekish is Chal, so that is Dafke Lacha Amodim. Now, I just mentioned the Shibbos Rishayim. In order to understand the Shibbos Rishayim, so, Vim Yishal Sheya, so the Chibbos Rishayim is the Kash, Vim Yishal Sheya, Heich Roma Rabbi Akiva, Mishas HaNezek, Havel Yishutek, haben wir schon wo kann man Pauke ist geknossen, wie hoch knossen mit Dine und die Mechaiwole, Gedanken und Pirik mit Rude. Heiche dem Mikore Shabi Habo, wie ich sehe, Shabi Jesuse, Keren Kim Shigonab, das schon mit Kepo, wie ich das einmal über Dine, wo ich kaschte. Hosom lekeshi tfuse vius, vius kohli kem shalom. Vinachmona omar ashe yashim elikim, yashe yashim elikim, yitzchei. Aber hoche, kiu nishutni hu, vichi ose vei, vishei khoi, vishei vishot vaini, vikarne hu dimechai vrei, vikodni hu meidun hu bikdine, name hu yifta. So he gives, so he has the same question. How does Gemara say? How does Gemara say? And according to Rabbi Akiva, that Yuchlat Asher, that Yuchlat Asher. So the English is how? All right, so the Rambam applies it to Yiddish and Mizek, but the Rabbi of Israel can the Rambam. So we see here, too, the Rabbi of Israel can the Rambam. So in other words, so the Rabbi assumes like baseless that Yiddish and Mizek is referencing King Rambam. So how does this explain it? Because of the special Zirazakosu of the Chotsu Eskaste, Limizek, Ulimazikaz Rachmone. So it's a special Zirazakosu that here in Mafreya he becomes the owner. It's a special Zirazakosu. The Raivet, so the Raivet says, no. So here it's a special Alohe. See, Rikashu, Hosom Nakeshi possibly useful in Shalom. The Rachmanom Shay Shalom Alim, Avaloche Kim Dishitveu, Vichyose Deit Hoshe 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 Bein Rav, Bein Ishmael, the Machmad Bein Suse, Bein Pulkameide, there is a Machleiket between Rav and Shmuel. There is a machleiket between Rav and Shmuel. As to whether Meir Knas Rakal Boini is Chayim or Potter. Rav says Meir Knas Rakal Boini is Potter. Shmuel says Meir Knas Rakal Boini is Chayim. What's the machleiket between Rav and Shmuel? According to Shmuel, there is no aloche that by Knas Hidoye is Mavkiya Lechir. No, it's not the Peter. But the only aloche by Knas of Meir Knas the potter is that whereas in the moment is even without it the idoya of the Baldin is Mechaye he does Baldin Kimei Yidome by Knas we do not say who does Baldin Kimei Yidome so Knas is like Mephoshes like Malkis can one become Mechoy of Malkis just because he confesses? No, because we violate him so Knas is the same Aloche but there is no Aloche that Hidoya is protects Mashiachim according to Rav and we pass like Rav. So by Knas, not only that the aloche of Hidoyas Balmikim Yidom it doesn't apply to Knas, but Hidoy is a paper. So the Raivet says even Rav, who says that Hidoy is a paper, that's other Knosses where it's Yisem Mashiachim, Kinful, Dalubhei, Chavishim Shalim Esumifate, Meyo Shalim Tishemra, where it's Yisem Mashiachim. But Chotzi, Palgen is Keknose, it's Knas. So Mele, the Aloche, so the Aloche of Mele, of Ayuaz Balbin, Kime Eidim Dome doesn't apply. But Mele, the Knas, the Hakar Bo Eidim, in Palgen is Keknose, so even Rav will be made there. That is not. Even Rav will be made there, that is not. Now the Rashbo in the Chidushi, that from the Gimel is massive, but the Gemara says the Feirish. What's the community between Rav Pope and Rav Nebri and Rav Yeshua? We learned it. And whether if he's made it, whether he's Chayev or not Chayev. But it's no cash against the Raivet. The Raivet only says that vis-a-vis Paugen is Keknose, so if somebody will be made it, Bahakar Boedi, so even Rav will be made it. That is Chayev. Mashiach came with Anoboedi. So that applies to Paulin's Kekvas. So what is the Shita of the Raivet? So there's a big Chidesh. I mean, I don't know of any other Rishon who agrees with the Raivet. But there's the Raivet Shita. The Raivet distinguishes between the Paulin's Kekvas and other Knosses. Other Knosses that it's Yisam Mashiach. It's Yesha Mashizik, so then Rav says, even made the Knas Rakar Boedim is Potter. because in other knosses, well, it's a much easy. So then knas is a piteres. Mashin kipaldim is keknose. It's knas. But the aloche of ashiyashir is yalehim. Chakli mashia is atzme. Doesn't apply. Now what's the pshat in the right way? So the Rashbo is massive because the Gemara says that Nachimide between Rabot and Rabun and Rabashua is the Gabi Meir in Baldwin's Gossip. The answer is that's in the case of Loipoe. So according to Rabun and Rabbi Yeshua, it's Momin. So he does Baldwin Kimaiden Dome, even if no way didn't come and testify. Mashain Kine, according to Rabun and Rabbi Yeshua. So according to Rabot, that it's Momin. So Mele is higher figure if no way didn't testify. Mashain Kine, according to Rabun and Rabbi Yeshua, that it's not. So if no way didn't testify, so then it's not higher. The aloche of it does Baldwin doesn't apply. Mashain Kine, the aloche of Mele Bichnas or Akabeini, which is deduced from the posse, as Yashir may say, that's mentioned in the parish of Kepul, doesn't apply to Baldwin's Kitosim. So the question is, why not? Just because it's mentioned in Kepul, but the Ayin is mainly it applies to Hamishim Shalom Yisnupate, to Meir Shalom Tishemra, I mean to every, and the Gemara says, it applies to make the biknas of Rosh Yivorim Shalevet, if the Odin like Rav Gamliel was made it. So the Meile is potter even if 20 will come later and will testify, so he's still potter. So it doesn't apply only to Kefu, even though Asher Yashir may say on him, Prat Mashiach Satzme is mentioned in the parasha of Kefu, but it applies to all processes. But all knosses, except for Minske Knosse, that's pochet machines. That's what the Rambam says. Why? So the answer is, now, the Rambam in the Akdomet to the Sefer HaMitzvahs, so he says, there are three kinds of onshin, he says. There are three kinds of onshin. There is an Enesh of Nise, there is an Enesh of Malkes, and there is an Enesh of Moth. What is the name of Shimon? Like Kepul, Dalvei, Hamishim, Shalim, Zimfate. So, what is the definition of Knas? What is the definition of Knas? In contrast to Mome. Mome is not an Enish. Even though the person who is higher than Mome did a big Aver. But the Chiyuv is not as an Enish for my Aver. Let's say Gazlan. Of course, Gazlan is a Roshe. He's a Roshe, Louis Sixel. He was in Louis Sixel. But the reason is why a Gazlan has to pay if the Domer Hagozo is not the end. So he has Im Kein Shegozal is Domer Boim Shlomo. If Im Kein Shegozal Yalze, Im Kein Shegozal Domer Boim Shlomo. It's not because it's an English for being in Louis Sixel. It's nothing to do with that. Even if there had been no Nisa of his Yisrael, he still would have to pay because he doesn't his money. So he has to return the Domer HaGozel, or it's not based upon the Maizah. And Knas, that's the definition of Knas. Knas means, why does an Nisa and the father have to pay Hamishim Kesef, Hamishim Shkolim? Because of the Maizah Veire he perpetrated in being Me'anis. The Psalom, being the fast of the Psalom. So it's an English for the Maizabe. Let's say, Ganev, so the canon he has to pay, not because it's an English for the Maizabe, even if there hadn't been an Israel of basic label, he still would have to pay a canon. But the cable he pays only because of the Israel of basic label. If there hadn't been an Israel of basic label, a Ganev wouldn't have to pay cable and all day. So the definition of Knas. Knas means a fine. In other words, it's a penalty. It's a mandatory penalty for the aveira that he committed. Now, when we discuss Paulin's Keknose, so we raise the question, after all, the Mishnereno is not a aveira. Because Tam Shvorim, the Torah doesn't mention Mishnereno in the parish of Tam. The Torah mentions Mishnereno in the parish of Mu'ed. But in the parish of Tam, so Mishnereno is not mentioned, and according to Rabbi Nebrei Rabbi Yeshua, we cannot learn how Tam from Mu'ed, because Stam Shvorim in Cheskashim Okani is not even negligent. And Rachmon the can't say. So the question is, Rachmon the can't say, impose the fire upon him. For what? For not doing anything wrong. So the Torah imposed the fire upon him because he didn't have it. He was delinquent in something. In what? So he mentioned the Rach's Perush, the Sahedrin, which part the Tzedrin, which is not even the given. So what is the Chuyev to exercise extra care in order that no damage should be caused to anybody? So it's that Avera, it's not in the Avera of Yishtarenu, it's the Avera of the Bikra Esed, of Ushvatet and Tzedek, Benish and Noch Negere. So that is the definition of Knas. Definition of Knas means it's an English, it's based upon that Avera. And when we discuss at the beginning of the Kame, I mean whether ancient Nadim, not ancient Nadim, so he said it depends whether the Maisa Avera of Yishtarenu is the Mechayev of the Vashvonim or it's two separate things. So that's Knas. But then there is a halacha that Rav learns out from the pasuk, "Ashi Hashem Yisraelim." Rav the Mashiach says that made the knas of a cowboy is also part. So that means that there is a pasuk of "Ashi Hashem Yisraelim." Rav the Mashiach says implies that Hidoye is a kikaras. Is mafkir lechiyu? Hidoye is paper is mafkir lechiyu. How do we know that? Because there is a posuk of Yashir Miselehim, Prat Mashiach Satsmei. So the idea chicken is that this aloche of Yashir Miselehim, Prat Mashiach Satsmei, applies only to the knas that is Yisr Mashiach Miselehim. So there it is the best who imposes the chiyuv. The best imposes the chiyuv. Mashiach in Paulin is Keknose. Since it's pochas mashiyitzi, so even though it's a knas, so what does it mean it's a knas? If we say it's momen, so then the chiyuv of palge is not based upon the ma'is avera. It's not mitiras imesh for the ma'is avera of the Yishmeret. But if we say it's knose, so then it's an imesh for the avera of the people or esse of Shvatit and Tzedek b'nishu v'noch negere, because the ma'is avera of the Yishmeret is not in neiver. Because if Pogliski Knosse is Mechuyev, even if he exercised Shmira Pruso, as long as he didn't exercise Shmira Muro, and Shmira Muro does not come within the obligation of Rishmerevo, only Shmira Pruso comes within the obligation of Rishmerevo. So, but it's Pokhes Mashiizi. So, in other words, so this Knas, it's an Eidish. But it's not Bezdin that imposes the image. Mi'atzmei is Mechuyev. So Mimele, since Mi'atzmei is Mechuyev, so Mimele, it's not Shayach to say, Mele Biknas Vachakal Bo'edi is Pochas. In other words, when do we say that Mele Biknas Vachakal Bo'edi is Pochas? Where the Bezdin has to impose the chiyuv. So then the halacha is that if he's made a biknas and bakar doedin, so that's makia the chiyuv. The Bezdin cannot impose them. Mashein came by Paulinske Knosse, so according to Rabbi Ned Rabbi Yeshua, it's knas in the sense that it's based upon the Maizavele, not like Adam is talking, where it's not based upon the Maisavere. Here it's based upon Maisavere, but the Chiyu is not imposed by this. Mi'atzme is Mechuyev. So Mimele, the Aloche of Meide Biknas Vachakar Bo'edin doesn't apply. Because the Aloche of Meide Biknas Vachakar Bo'edin Potter is reduced from the Posse, Asher Yashir Yisraelim. What does it mean, Ashi Yashim Yisraelim? That it is the best who imposes the chiyuv. As a matter of fact, the city of Reim asks in very, and apparently very strange kashas, and the Reim says he doesn't know any teretz. He says, Ligabi Kip, he doesn't ask the kashas, Ligabi Paldin's Kiklos, but he asks the kashas, Ligabi Kip. So Ligabi Paldin's Kiklos, but we got to be careful since he is a Mashiach. So why does the Aloha say that the Ganef has to pay to the Nibne of the double indemnity. Let him pay to any person. Let him pay to Bezdin. Let him pay to Bezdin. In other words, there is a concept in Din of Malchus that you pay a fine, you pay to the state. Because if it's a fine, so it's a penalty, why should you pay to the Mikvah? So the Iranian, I mean, it's strange that the Iranian has such a kasha, but the Iranian is a mission. He has that kasha. So he says, careful that he sees something. So, let him pay to anybody. As an English. But it's really difficult. Why yes? Because the English is to pay the person from whom he stole, against whom he committed Amirani. But the Iranian has that kasher. But the Iranian asks that kasher only in regard to the knas that is getting somebody. He doesn't ask that kasher in regard to the knas that is pocket machinism. Because there is a basic distinction. Even according to Rav, who says that maybe Knas of Akarbo Eidim is Poter, there is still a basic distinction between the Knas of Yezer Mashizik and the Knas of Pochet Mashizik. The Knas of Yezer Mashizik, so that's its only an English, it's not only that it's only an English. The Bezdin imposes the Chiyuv, just like Kavon Nefoshes. So before Mavim, is there any Chiyuv? There is no Chiyuv. So if somebody was in the Zohar, or any other Avera for which there is a chiyuv of Mrs. Bezdin, even if it was before Abayis, and before and the Eidim were Masre, and he was becoming Nasroi, and there are all the prerequisites that are indispensable for the chiyuv Moinesh, for the execution, but still until Mavin, he's not Chayim Nisim. He's like any other innocent person. Until Mabim. And then Gemara says, in Makis, let's say, suppose two Eidim come and they testify that Ruben borrowed from Shimon and Rishchei Deshir $1,000. Then two Eidim amazing them, they say, how can you say that I'm missing his day? So he borrowed $1,000 from Shimon Yerushalayim, where one way he said, and then in the same day, in the same hour, in Mitzrayim. So, but, we saw a listen that he borrowed $1,000. So then they don't have to pay us on it, because what kind of a kasozoman it was? There was a zoman to be mechayim in $1,000 that he was mechuyev. All right! They are terrible people, I mean, they are even on the love of Lisanet V'Rachoy Choker. But it was Zoma to be Mechayet, Ruben, $1,000 that he owed him, on the basis of his shekel. But they don't have to pay us on it. Mashenke, Ligabe, Chiyuvise, or Malkes, or Knas. So he says, look at the Chiyuvise or Malkes, so if you even testify that Ruben was even of the Zohar, let's say, and Rishchidesh here, he was even of the Zohar, let's say, in Yerushalayim. And then two other Indian came in and said, how can you say that you saw that he was even of the Zohar? He was even of the Zohar, or he was even of the Nefesh? Let's say in Yerushalayim, and Rishchidesh Nissen, that the same hour that you said we saw him in Yerushalayim, or in Yerushalayim, so we were viewing Mitzrayim, we couldn't have seen it. But a month before Rishchidesh Nissen, we saw that he was in Yerushalayim. So then we keep them missing. But after all, they tried to be Mechayim Nissen, someone who was already. Did Avera a month before? The answer is, before Mazim, they are not Mechayim Nisei. But if the Mazim say, how can you say that Amrish Chedesh Iyah, so you saw him, he was in Zanefesh, when it's Imono Yisem Rish Chedesh Iyah, but Rish Chedesh Nisi, we saw him, that he was Eric Sanhedrin, and then the next day we came to Sanhedrin, and the Sanhedrin was Gimadine. So give it today. So that means by the time you testify that he's chayav mise investment, he was already chayav mise because it was already matine. Then there is no azam. So we see from this gemara. Let's say that by poshes and by malkes. So until the gemara din, he's not chayav malkes. He's not chayav mise. And by knosses. Of his and Mashiach, so it's the same aloha. Until the Gmar Din, he is not hired. Until the Gmar Din, he is not even hired, he said. Until the Gmar Din, he is not even hired, he said. So the Bez Din imposed the Chiyuv. Mashiach, the Knas of Pochet Mashiach. So it's called Knas because it's Enesh. It's based upon the Maisavere. But as Yashin is Elohim, the Torah doesn't mention in connection with Baldwin's Kiprose. So there, the chiyuv is, since it's pochas mashiizik, so it's not Bezdin who imposes the chiyuv. The chiyuv is mimele. It's Bezdin who imposes the chiyuv. So mimele, the halochet of Asher Yashin Yisraelim Pat Mashiach Satzmei applies only to the knas that is Yisra Mashiizik. It doesn't apply to the knas of pochas mashiizik. But that's only the shita of the Raide. It seems that all the Rishonim agree with the Rashba, and they do not agree with the Shita of the Rambam. But that is the Shita of the Rambam. Now, the last piece in the Rosh. In kach and in kach misham kinoel, ad musal kezeh kim rabnosim, vichin amash ma dikoya kau vidoch li reyadatim, ati upamachas, דוקור לי משונה, ומשל עם חוץ נזק, ויתן אם כאשר אמו יביך משכח אצלו, כי נמשלתינו לפעם משאינו, בידי חקוי מהכנים לקום לו לשם תדרבנון. אנחנו רואים, גמור אסס, פרד גמור אמנשיס, ואתה, תהיו כסה כי אבו נברי ברבי שיוע, פאו בנסקי כנוסס, ותרפור, היי קל בדוח לימרי, so we should have doch with Gilwe, so it's Knosse, and the angel in the book, but this in set a time limit to go to our soil, to be done before the Bezdin Smuch. That was in the time while there was a Bezdin Smuch in our soil. And then, it's Achmu Kachmu Shantinoe, and it's Sao Kezikin Rabnosi. So it's Mashma, that is the reference to Kaudu Doch Nimre. Which is Mishune. So that means that every time a sheir goes for the first time, so even though he's only the way to say Hotzim Ezek, but Besdin tells him, if you don't get rid of that Mazik, so then we are Menadu. So on a practical level, how can we visualize? Bintzies, is it amuet? Well, I mean, it's not such a strong kashe, because so in the name, Bezdin was nadi, but he didn't pay attention. So the Rosh says that's a deich. Vitein kishir amuet, deich mishkar zol. Kim nishatim otam b'shem, but deich agoyva kigim kovol ishamte b'rabon. Can he cover a shabbat rabbon? Or it could be another teretz. Not only when he said to Bezdin, "All right, be another me. I'm not going to watch." But suppose Bezdin is not him, if he tells Bezdin he's not going to watch. But suppose Bezdin calls him and Bezdin tells him, "Listen, your sheir go. He's a mazik. So you have to exercise care over him." So he doesn't have to shech the sheir. All he has to do is to undertake to keep him tight. To keep him tied, even so that even Ruach Shem Mitzuyo will not be able to loosen the knot. So that's all right. The Bezdin will not be nadi. Why? He's in chuyav to shech as long as he exercises the proper care. It means shmir mule that he'll tie the sheir in such a way that even Ruach Shem Mitzuyo will not loosen the knot. So that's all right. So suppose Bezdin called him. And Bezdin said to him, "You have to watch." So he said, "Fine, I undertake. I commit myself." And then he didn't comply with that. So then the second time it happened. So again he undertook, and again he didn't keep his word. So anyway, but it's not so likely. If Bezdin is so strict, Bezdin will tell him after the first time, first we tell him you have to exercise shira mure, so mele it's not likely, it's not mutsu that it should happen that the shira should become a shira mure. So then one wash in the Rosh is the Tenach Name, an ordinary time. So the investment is not Mishamati. On the contrary, in view of the fact that Rabbuna Brit Rabbi Shua holds Tam Shua in the Cheskashimu kind. So that means that the Ebre Cheir is considered disciplined, restrained. So maybe even though it happened once, that you did go, so we don't consider this Cheir as an extra ferocious Cheir. But we say something, an accident happened. And it doesn't mean that this is a very dangerous Cheir. Because the ordinary Sheir is considered to be disciplined, restrained. So, how is it that this Sheir, God alive, it happened, it was in a bad mood, this Sheir. So we don't require, so person will not give a warning, to the Bala Sheir, listen, either you slaughter the Sheir, or you keep in time by chain, so that even the Ruach and Yitzhiyah will not be able to loosen the chain and loosen the chair. So Besdin will not tell it to him because it's not a real sakone. It's not a real hazard. Because Tam Shvorim in the Cheskas, Shimon Kaimer, so even though it happened wrong, so we say it's an accident. Mashain King, this kind of an accident, we couldn't say. That means that this particular chair is a wild chair, is a wild color. It's not an ordinary color, and just something happened to him because it was an exceptional circumstance, so he was in an exceptional bad mood. No, it means that even though the regular behemoth is the Cheskashimu Kaime, but this color apparently is an unusually wild caleb. So mele he represents a real hazard. So mele this will be nothing if he doesn't undertake to exercise a shvira mule over that caleb. But an ordinary shirta, even though he was basic ones, does not constitute a real hazard, so that it would come within the law of Nisosim Dom Nisecho. Because the reason is why Bezdin is Minadeh, because the law of Nisosim Dom Nisecho is one of the averes for which Bezdin has to be Minadeh. Bezdin has to be Minadeh. Shul Nilcha Min Mishikon Abo Sheyo Beinti Tam Lo Shantinoi Abo Huat Vadem Shantinoi. Because that certainly involves the law of Nisosim Dom Nisecho. In other words, so we see from this Rosh that the Sheir Abueh, that is Gemara Meforeshes, that if somebody digs a day on the Rishus Rabin and he doesn't keep it covered, so then he's either Misosin Dom Yisrael. Misosin Dom Yisrael. But so Sheir Abueh is also a real hazard, and it comes within the law of Misosin Dom Yisrael. Sheir Tam, according to the Rosh, the regular Shetam, not because we say since Tam Shvorim in the Cheskashimu Kaime, so even though he is Matzik Kimonis, it's just an exception. Mashayim Kei, such a Shinu, for a Kalpe Doch Nimre, they chose that this particular Kelev is a specially wild Kelev. So the Mele, it does represent a real hazard, so the Mele, it comes within the love of the Sosin Dom Bisecho, so the Mele, we have to be Mishamti. In Amen Mu'ed in Behim or Lo Mishamti. Kind in Hizi Kishalim the Lekshorim in Aliyo. So the Mele, it's not such a terrible hazard, because what will happen? He'll be Mazik, so he'll pay. But if he's in Mu'ed or not, so then we don't say what could happen if he's Mazik, he'll pay. But a human being will get hurt in the meantime. So in many ways it comes within the resourcing of the mission.
Shir Ayin and Baba Kama, Tesbav Ir, Hitov Shem Yom Gimel, April
28th, 1983, on Thursday. In other words, only the Behemoth needs something that is adapted for as food. But if the Behemoth needs something that is not adapted, so he's not chayim tzache. Let's say a behemoth. A behemoth is a herbivorous animal, so it eats vegetables, but it doesn't eat meat. So suppose there's a more in the second period. Suppose a behemoth would eat meat, even though it's yishanoy as a kid, but it's not a natural thing for a behemoth to eat meat. So it will not be chayim tzache in the level, but it will be chayim tzache. So that's the pshat. Hashem and his lechel is all. Horegel meyede is lishya b'derech lucha. Vishir amuet. Vishir amuet. Vishir amazik b'shusamiz. Vishusamad b'shusamiz. That's reptal from Salocha. That didn't care. B'shusamiz pays in the leksholes. B'odo pays in the leksholes. Hazei v'ari adei v'anuma v'abardos v'anuchosh. Harim Murad, Rablezarim are this man shaped in Targums, if they are domesticated, even in Zay, even Ari, domesticated, Zay, Bari, they, not a barbarous, so they're not Murad if they are domesticated. They are Nochosh Muradayo, because Nochosh cannot become domesticated. When we got the Karen, when we get Khifa's good, Kure, Habit, Tobin, the Karen, when we shall be in Chotzineze, הרי חמיש אותם ושרמו את גימו פרומי ולידה חוילו ויפוליו ויצולי ויתורושך הרי חמיש אמרו ונשאו את רשום וגבימו את חושב לחד והרי הדוי ואיני עושה בהוכיו ונשאו תהיו כך עוד אל יורסל ושרמזי בשוסני זה ואתו קרם תמו הרי תימו את נשאו את רשום וצרפתה את שסלוח ואודום הרי חמיש ובלחיים כמה והוכל לחושי בי הבאיש ולקח מפור רמי לחושי בערבי והבי הרי הלמו הדיוק סובדס רשי סי הזה בערבי עדי ואנום בברדס ואנוח אשר הלמו הדיוק so he says הרי הלמו הדיוק אפילו בין שיחר ובכל מזוקי משאו עם בילים של הם לבשון now this is very important because תצא שיטה תצא שיטה and the Rosh is to the counter תצא says now let's go over the cases Banochosh, Arelu Ma'adim, that's a mission. The Zayin of Adal, the other states. Hanochosh, Arelu Ma'adim, love the whole world of the Hezek, Shem Ma'adim. And we'll call Echad, we need a Diruche, Kim Shebozei Bitorav, Avi Bidoras, or Yitorav Lomiach, Avi Bidoras, 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 Avi ובמידי דרוחי ובמשל ובשורם אני דווקא בחוצר המיזה אבל בשוסרבים פותח דה בשביל בשוסרבים כי לא מרשמו איזה גמור אבי בשוסרבים דורס תת שמו אצלם אבי בשוסרבים דורס לא אוכל פותח why? because it's the דרך of נבי to eat and to devour a behemoth without deadening it first that's דורס That's Doras. So the male, if the Ari, so she will say, Ari, Yoshua Rabbi, Doras Yochel Potter, Torah Yochel Chaye, Doras Yochel means that the Ari devoured the behemoth without deadening it first. If the Ari ate up the behemoth alive, without killing it first. Torah Yochel means he tore it up first, he tore up the behemoth, he killed the behemoth, and then after he deadened the behemoth, the Ari ate up the behemoth. So, but as far as the Ari is concerned, so the natural thing for him to do is to eat up the behemoth alive, not to tear it up, to kill it and then eat it. So the male, if an Ari, so Shmuel says, if an Ari, which is a rabbi, clawed the behemoth alive, and eat it up alive, so we spot that. Why? Because it's the derech of the Ari to do that. So it's Shem Rebo. So it's Shem. Shem Rebo is spot up with Shusarabi. He's not a Mishas Rabbi. Torah Bochal was opposing the Mishas Rabbi first, he tears up the Behemoth. He kills the Behemoth. Then he eats it up. That's not a natural thing for the Ari to do. So the Mele, it's not generic. So it's Keren, because it's not a natural thing, so it's Mishune. Now, Keren is Chayet in Mishas Rabbi Bochotzeret. This is Shmuel's memory. So, Teitzes says, that when the Mishnah says that Azei Bari Adei Banoma Vavavavas Ve'anocha Sharon Ma'adi, so in other words, six elements are mentioned. Zei Bari Adei Nome Barbarous Nochosh, six. So there is a basic distinction between the five highest layer fates, Azei Bari Adei Banoma Vavavas and Nochosh. Nochosh! So he's moving to Los Angeles, he doesn't make any difference. How he does it? Whether he does it by biting or he does it well, I mean, I don't know of any other way of Nochosh being magic except by biting. But suppose he'll be able to do it in some other way, except by biting. So in Nochosh is moving to Los
Angeles.
What is it?
Strangulation.
All right, whatever. So the usual way for Nochosh is to kill by biting. But it doesn't make any difference. Nochosh is regal. Nochosh, so it says, so have it be regal or potter which is rad. So it doesn't make any difference how it does the heaven. Mashaikin, the five highs are perfect, so only in a certain manner he's moving for some. In other words, if Navi eats up a behemoth alive without killing it, then he's moving for some. But suppose a Navi instead of eating out the animal, the behemoth, alive, so it kills the animal and then it eats it, then it's chotineze, then it's kerem. So this is mentioned by Shmuel. So it seems that the more it collaborates, takes the sheep, in other words, and the same thing is true of any of all the other highest day of his. In other words, so each one of the highest day of his has its own way of eating. So the melee, so when he does it in its natural way of eating, then he's higher than the Sholem, Misachet. So actually, according to this, Pshat in the Mishneh, so it's a little strange. Why does the Mishneh mention Hazei Bahi Hadei Manoma Babu as Vanochosh Ayomat? Mishneh Nochosh, you understand? Because Nochosh is an exception. He doesn't conform to the general rule. But Zei Bahi Dei Manoma Babu is not an exception. It's the same thing like any behemoth, except a behemoth is a herbivorous animal. So it's uche for the behemoth, for a herbivorous animal, to eat painlessly vegetables, not to eat bosom. And for a zeiv, it's natural to eat living animals. But in other words, but it's the same aloche. But there are certain things that are not natural for a behemoth, for a herbivorous animal, and they are natural for the same Bari, Adiva, Noah, Barles, but actually it's the same Aloch. So why does the Mishnah mention these as exceptions? The answer is because they are exceptions. Because all other animals, whether they are behemoths or even chayes, you see, but if they are not of the highest day of peace, let's say it's me, a deer, or even an elephant. So it's a chayot, but an elephant is not really for us, eh? An elephant is not really for us, eh? Machine, because in tzias it's not natural for an elephant to eat up a behemoth. Machine came, these highest day of peace, so it's natural for them to eat up a behemoth, whether by eating it out alive without deadening it first, or by first killing it and then eating it out. So the melee, these are mentioned as exceptions because they are exceptions in regard to eating out a behemoth, a living behemoth. So, as far as all other behemoths or chayes are concerned, it's mishune. And for these chayes, they are basic, not mishune. But actually, it's the same halach. Mashayim ki nochosh. Mashayim ki nochosh is more later. And it doesn't make any difference how the hezek is perpetrated by the nochosh. Nochosh is always muet, always muet mitchlos. So what is this shite? That nochosh is also pota versus rat. Nochosh is also pota versus rat. Nochosh is also pota versus rat. Now, this is teisa shite. Is Rashi shite in agreement with teisa shite? Rashi says, "Hareyu madi, hazei rami, hazei vamenu vavala, nochosh hareyu madi, afilu v'yishiche, u'michol nizoki." So it's not like teisa. So Rashi is explicitly contrary to Tesis. According to Tesis, only Nochosh behold his offer. Mashem came, Zei Bari, they know about this, only Al Deahile. And the Mahile, let's say, so Zei, Al Deitri, Al Nari, Al Deitrise, Zei, Al Deitrife, but not every kind of hezek is waiting for us. But Rashi says no. Have you muad in afilu v'yishiche u'michol nizoki u'mishalmim bayim shalehem nezek shom u'mishalmim bayim shalehem nezek shom. Now, the Rambam Shite is also like Rashi. The Rambam Shite is also like Rashi. And Pashtus Haloshon of Rashi Shite is have you muad in afilu v'yishiche u'michol nizoki u'mishalmim bayim shalehem nezek shom. Now, so when Rashi says afilu b'shicha, now what is b'shicha? B'shicha is kavanos lahazik. Kavanos lahazik. Now, so it's established that when Rashi says afilu muadim afilu b'shicha, so he means even the shusarabi is chayav in the shalom. Because why should he be put up shusarabi? Because shem v'rego is not shusarabi. So we should make according to Tesis, who says that when that in Yida to Zeivari they ignore the Bavos. So Muadim Itcholosom, Muadim Itcholosom means only Al Deachile, and each one of the highest deities in its own way. Ze Ari Al Deitrise, Zeiv Al Deitrife. So the Mele, they are put up as Rabbi because it's Al Deachile, so it's. Is a Hanun of Achiloso. So Meir is Shemeret is not Mishin Rabbi. But Rashi says, Avilu Adin Afilu Bin Shiche. Avilu Adin Afilu Bin Shiche. So it's not because Hanun of Ezeko. So it's Kavanos of Ahazi. So if look, it means that it's Chayim is a Kere. And it's not because. Because it's possible to say, just as Tesis says, in regard to Nosh, even though Tesis itself is later, in regard to Nochosh, that Nochosh is higher for all as a king, if without a male as a king, so Tisa says he's higher not on the score of Kerem, but in the section at the very outset, but he's higher on the score of Regel, so it could be that according to Rashi too, when Rashi says that we will not be, I feel the Shiche, but Bishosh Rabin is Potter, because he's higher according to Rashi, so all the highest day of peace. Even Mishiche, when it's Kavanos Elahazi, so it's Chayev on the score of Regla, just as Tisa says, in regard to Nochosh. So from Rashi there is no Raya. Mashayim ki, the Rambam says in so many words, that Azei Bavi, Adi Bano, Abal, as anyway, the Makamishna says it in the Rambam. And it's implicit in the Rosh Rambam. So it's Chayev, it's a Kerem, so maybe you'll be Chayev, and then the Shoren, Bitchilo say, even Yoshus Rambam. In other words, it's Kerem. Why? First of all, Rashi, the Rambam Shit is like Rashi, that Azim Bavi Adiva Nutova Pardon is a Chayev, even without a Chayev, Akhil Mishich. And then the Rambam says, the Rambam implies, the Chol HaPokas implies, that the Chiyuv is a Kerem, so according to the Rambam, all the highest day of the year, so the Chayev and the Tekshoren, for every kind of Hezek, whether it's al de'achile or not al de'achile, for every kind of hezek, and there will be so and there will be a chayev even b'shusharav. Now let's see what's going on. Even a domesticated animal of the highest state of peace. So his mad is impossible. So he says, not like this. But that is the sheet of Russia also. So he says, if they did the Maisi Karen, that means the Shiche, the Shiche, all the highest Eokates, then they are higher the Yerushas Rabbi. Not like Tetsi Shite, that Nochosh, when he was the Maisi Shiche, the Tzure, so it's regular with Bodom Yerushas Rabbi. So the Shiche Rabbi means that it's higher than the score of Karen. And the Fulk Rashi Shite is also like that. But anyway, the Rashi, it's not spelled out. But the Rambam Shite is definitely like that. So in other words, so the Rambam is really can teach us on 2 points. Number one, Tetsu Shite is the highest theophilus, are only higher as a showing of the Hachire, and each of the highest theophilus has its own way of the Hachire. So, the Hachire, but if it's not Hanoi Lazeke, not the Hachire, then the Elohim of Kere, the Rambam Shite and the Rashi Shite is. That even our Mishiche, Kabbalos El Hazik, so they are Mladim Koloso, and then Tetsu Shite is that even Nochosh, who is Chaypen as a Kshoren, our Mishiche, that Kabbalos El Hazik. But it's not the only the Karen, it's only the Rejal, except that it's Mladim Koloso. And the Rambam Shite is no, if also by the Karen, not a Chiren, but Kabbalos El Hazik, then he is higher in the Mishisra. Now, but there is a Gemara in the Foreshes, Shmuel says, now, that the Zion base, the third line, Omar Shmuel, Avid Yoshus Rabbi, Doras Yochal Potter, Doras Yohobo, Mechai Mochlo Potter, Yuchel, Vishem Yoshus Rabbi Potter, Torah, Shehobo Mochlo Chaye, Ilabuchi, Vitoli Vikeranu, Umishalim Chotzinezek Yoshus Rabbi. So we see that he's Potter Yoshus Rabbi, so we see that the Chiyuv is Mitzacher, so that's why the Mishnah says, according to the Rambam, it all depends. In the highest therapies. If they end up in the Heimeh, so they did Maisi Shem, Yeshanoi Vazeike, then it's Potter Yoshus Rabbi. Masha'in came in the behemoth, they just were Mishiach, I mean Mishiche, they didn't eat up. So it's Eina Melazeke, so it's Maisekeren, Kamnozelazik, then he's Chayim Meshazarab. Then he is Chayim Meshazarab. Right. Why does the Magnishna say, Vimosu Maisekeren, Mechol Eilu, Vimosu Maisekeren, Rego, Dinom Kibin Shem Rego, Vimosu Maisekeren, Vimhei Maisim, and Skol Mimayo, Dinom Kibin Kere, because of Shmuel's memory. Because Shmuel says, Avim Yoshem Rabi, Doras Yoha Uspon. Now, the Rif and the Rambam are Mashmi, Shmuel's memory. Okay, they don't mention it. The Rif is Mashmi. Thank you. the Hazeri, it wasn't even the whole sugi of Shmuel, the Gemara catches it in Shmuel, and the Gemara answers the kashis against Shmuel. The reef is mashed, so the kashis are washing, and that's the way everybody assumes that the Rambam, does not, the reef and the Rambam don't pass by Shmuel. But I mean, how can we say the reef and the Rambam don't pass by Shmuel? The Gemara doesn't mention, any Mandoma, any Amir, any Schirikan Shmuel. The Gemara is the kashis, this price and that price. So the Gemara gave the roots. So some of the Mephoshim say that the Rambam holds that those Tehutzim are Tehutzim, it's in Ichak, so because of that, you don't have to. That's very strange. It's not even, cannot even be repeated. One in Gemara, it's in Ichak, Shmuel said that number. And Gemara has the Kashi against Shmuel, Gemara doesn't say to you in Shmuel. So Gemara explains the Braise. According to Shmuel. Now, for example, so the Gemara says here, Omar Shmuel, Achidosh is Rabbi Doras Rochu Poter. Now turn to the Omar Bey. Omar Shmuel, Achidosh is Rabbi Doras Rochu Poter. Torah Rochu Chaye, Doras Rochu Poter, Tim Diwuk, and Metres, and with Mishoch of Pires, we rocked it. The Hadley Shimish is Rabbi, Upota, Torah, so the Gemara says, remember the difference for Lavruche, it's not that you're for Nari, for Elijah. To tell Akhe, they have a vaccine, all the theory, what is your reason? So in other words, so the Pesuk mentions this as a trait of Elijah, to tell up, and then it will be shmug reason. In other words, it's natural for Elijah to kill a behemoth. To kill the baby in order to leave it, to prepare it as food for the children. That is natural. But to tear up and kill the baby, if the lion eats it itself, that's not natural. If the kavanah of the lion is to prepare food for the children, then it's natural for the lion to kill the baby and prepare them as food for the children. But if the kavanah of the lion is to use it as food for itself, then the natural way is for the lion to eat at the behemoth lion. So, mechanical race of its fangles, bishvil race of, vimali tenef chemo, bishvil chemo, umenace of reifo, bishvil menace. So the Gemara asks certain kashis from Suki, and the Gemara explains it. Vatanye, vichem chayo shevichlis o lechotzer amize, So it says stop for the hemo, and chayo means any chayo, not after zei. It means in the life. Okay, my skin on shetop for aniyah. When it tore up in the hemo in order to prepare it as food for each other. Vachir ochlo katan evi shenim lecho. Vi ochlo. Vi no yadina. How do you know? I mean, what is it? We psychoanalyze the lion, and we saw that originally it killed the behemoth in order to prepare this food for the children. And then he decided I might as well eat it myself. So then it's a natural thing. How do you know that all this took place in the mind of the lion? So then Shmuel managed the Omochel. So then, Moneshah. So why does Shmuel say, Doras Yochal is Potea, Torah Yochal is Chaye, maybe there was a change of mind by the way. Omar Nachman by Yitzchok is Dodikotta, Shetofo Ronia, Oidoso Yochlo, Mishaleme is Nedekshot. So some of the Poshim say that's the reason why the thing is Mashmi, because Gimor has Penetashes, and Gimor gives the Utsin, but it's only it should be a trick to explain Shmuel, but we don't pass by Shmuel. But this is so strange. When no one, Amira is chilek al Shmuel, so he, the Reef by himself, will say, Shemir Tchik, Amir Hasmisholem, I mean, how can we really say? I think that now there is a strong kasha, I mean, with the Yamsha Shlomo, so we can understand the shittus of it. It seems, as the Mephoshim say, that the Reef and the Rambam, they can pass like Shmuel. But how can they not pass like Shmuel? Unless Shmuel's memory is following the Machlokes Amroim. So then, and it's true only according to one Amire, not according to other Amire. So Mimele, the Rif and the Rambam, they pass like other Amire, so Mimele, they don't pass like Shmuel. Mimele, we can understand what some of the Moshi say, that the Rif holds that the Shmuel's thing is not only the Ilkhase, because there are many kashes from them. From the Braise, so there are a number of kashes, I mean from the Gemara. So that way. Now, so what the Yamcha Shleime is the kashe became Shmuel's number. Shmuel says, Arishesh is a rabbi Doras Lochopot. If a lion eats up the behemoth alive, he's potter. Why? Because it's a natural thing. If it's a natural thing, so Shemereva is potter Meshusarab. So yes, the Kashi, the Reef says that the reason is why Shemereva is potter Meshusarab. Because it's the death of the behemoth to walk Meshusarab. And the Torah does not require the owner of the behemoth to keep on following his behemoth all the time. So the male is potter. That's the washing of the reed. We discussed that reed at the very beginning. At the beginning of the year when we started the Kama. So the reed said, so the Rosh says at the beginning of Baba Kama, Yishem Rebbe Ktur Mishisarabi, the Urchel, that's the Rosh of the Rebbe. Clear, Mai Yitzchak and Forish, Tanya, the Tzir and Mishmir Chayu, or Kroksi, the Tzir and Mishmir Chayu, the Darshin and Rebbe Mishisarabi. So why does the, since when is the Rebbe mentioning Tanya Amikho, Tanya Atoro? The Rebbe never does it. Here he says, the Rebbe says that Mishisarabi, is potter Hashem Rebbe potter Mishisarabi in Yoruchel. It's only the natural thing for the Hebrew to walk in the Mishisarabi. So the Rosh says the Efshar should go before Ish Ham Akosi no more patal to Hebrew of Mishisarabi if he should down to Hebrew of Mishisarabi the Efshar should name who have Bailey Machrei and Tom Avo Kerem Chayyuret Mishisarabi אַפֿאַר פֿיש דאַרט קיי יאָר שאָן די חיבן די אייער פון די דיע שו נאַכן האבן די מאָל אין טו האבן מאָל טו סו הי סייז טו איז דאס אַ קוסט בט דאס איז אַ קוסט די צעל דע פאָלס is the correlatory of a certain halach. In other words, the reason as to why the Torah pattern Shemberego Meshisaradim is because he's not negligent. Because what else could he do? To follow up the behemoth? So in other words, two alternatives. Either to kill the behemoth. So then, the behemoth couldn't eat up Peres Meshisaradim. Or to follow up the behemoth every time the behemoth walks out. To follow it up, so then he'll have a full-time job following up the behemoth all the time. And so Mele, that means that Shem Berego Meshisaradim, in respect to any hesed perpetrated by the Shem Berego Meshisaradim, there is no pshie by the owner. So the Birka Shmuel Rebbe Obea says, I mean, it's very stubborn. So that means that there is a basic difference between the p'tur of Shem Berego Meshisaradim, or let's say the p'tur of Kelim in Beir. The p'tur of Kelim in Beir, insofar as the p'tur of Kelim in Beir is concerned, so it's only p'tur of Tashlum, but it's not a p'tur of the Isa of Rish Berego. He is an avayet. If somebody digs a Beir on the Meshisaradim and then Kelim fall into the Beir and Kelim get damaged, so he's not hired to pay. So it's exerus akosu. But the Yisrael of the Ishmael, he's a Yisrael. He's still negligent. And the Mele of the Nishamayim will be a Chuyah of the Nishamayim. The Nishamayim will be a Chuyah. Mashayim ki Shem Rebel, which is a Rabbi. So not only is Kodar of Tashmim, he's not in Chayim, what's his Nishamayim. Because the Pshat of the Exerus Akosu, of Lubiyah is the Acher, Prat of the Shusarabi, that he's Kodar of the Urchel, in other words, the Torah is not mechayev the owner of the behemoth to follow up the behemoth every time the behemoth walks into the Meshisaradim. So that means he's not negligent. So he's not even an avariah. So he's not even chayev looks into the Shemayim. So that's the sheet of the Samaria, the Amshe Shlomei, in Sinem Zayin, he has the kashe against Shmuel. How does Shmuel say? How does Shmuel say Avi Meshisaradim? No, as we know how he's put there. Why? Because it's the natural thing for Mavi, for a lion, to be there, is to eat up in the heat, a lion. So the male in Shemarego, and Shemarego is put in Shizrabi. If the Aloha will be a bit the Ahe, and he's a Sakoso, but for Abdul, without any time, then we can understand Shmuel, it's a Sakoso. So, but the Rif, the Rosh says that according to them, this Zerzakosuf will be of the Acher. Adosh Zerabi is declaratory of a certain slot. In other words, why is it what they are? Because the Urchim. So he's not negligent. Because the Torah doesn't expect an owner of the Behemoth to follow up the Behemoth in the Rosh Zerabi. So he's allowed to let the Behemoth walk. So mainly, there is no negligence. The child, a regular behemoth, which is a rabbi. So the Torah does not expect the owner of the behemoth to restrain the behemoth from walking with his rabbi. But could anyone say there is nothing wrong? The Torah does not expect an owner of the lion to restrain the lion. I mean, of course, if somebody owns a lion and then he doesn't guard the lion, so he's either on the lap of the Sosin Dogu Misaham, could there be a bigger mazik, a more ferocious mazik than an unrestrained lion? I mean, what couldn't you conceive? So we certainly couldn't say he's not negligent. So Mele, how can Shmuel say that Dam Shishleim is the Kash? So how can Shmuel say, Ahu Bershus Arabi Doras Lohu Potter, Doras Lohu Potter, Kivu Dhu Uchavu Mepes, Havlut Mishoch Lepenis Lirokeis, Dawe Shem Bershus Arabi Potter, if it had been a Xerasa Koso, by Porad Dume, or by Xerasa Koso. No Kashas. But according to the Reeve, the Rosh says, it's not Xerasa Koso, by Porad Dume. The Xerasakosov is declaratory of a certain concept, of a certain story. In other words, he's not negligent. So, a regular behemoth, so he's not negligent. But the lion is certainly negligent. He certainly is mechuyev to restrain the lion. He shouldn't walk in the Xerasakosov. He certainly even allowed the eyes of his Osindom to be if he fails to restrain the lion. So, he is negligent. If he is negligent, he should be chayav. That's the kasha of the last one. Paragraph from Zayat. בפרט כאן שאין שום מחלק אסור וחכום פסוקי נשמעיתי ומנהל ובאד עצמי בגורח לתל התלמוד ובלי הסבינו הצירות של מסדות עם הנמה בתלמוד תחילו ובין אמס חס ושורף וחיים קוצה בראש כבר וזהו סור כדבורה מה כלל דרם זה נהיה זה קשי סור נהיה זה קשי וואי the Rambam, the Rif and the Rambam are both Masli Shmuel's memory. And not only is the Rambam Masli Shmuel's memory, but the Rambam is more a Sikasha from the Paise, from the Paise, and in order to explain Shmuel's memory, so the Gemara says, Rizdodi Kotone, and the Rambam doesn't mention Rizdodi Kotone. So it's Mashma, that the Rambam doesn't pass like Shmuel. Alright, so the Yam Shishoime is the Kasha again the Rambam. Now, then, yes, Kashi. Abba, Pliyek Dele, Al Mashi Maskino, She Ison He Chayes, In Tofu Bocho, Vishus Rabin Turin, Vishus Rabin Shibshem. Shmuel's number. How Ein Ze Dele Vishem Klau, How Hashem Rebuk Turin, Vishus Rabin, Vishim Yisho, Vishus Lahala, Vishus Rabin, Vina Bao Tzorech Otav, Leilech Moed. וכל מה דמוצו בשסרד מן היחל ורואו מבד היחלס ולא חיפת רחמונה בשסרד מן וחי בשסרד זה אבל אבי שדיב נצריך עוד אינס וחיקאי גד מן הוא חליף תהיה אם כן הוא יהיה בשוס לחבדו ואני אבהם תהיה לו בשסרד מן ואבי של זה וגם יכול שיש לאבי הוא יצא יניע מחדון הלילי חליף לו בשסרד מן כי ניצור חי ונשאו עם רק מה שנהנה ויעזת כמה מונה וחיפוזה פיתרה תהירו כדוי זה I mean, is it considerable that he's not negligent? I mean, he's the most carelessly negligent person that could be conceived to let the lion wander around in the street. We can believe, because at the head is, we do a shame of energy, which is rabbi, that we should do a chayim, we will be uchal, we tzadik bo ta'am amiti, in one of shechakushya, we do the letters. So he says, such a strong kasha against Shmuel. On one hand, he says the Rambam is difficult. Of course, the Rambam is difficult. Just because Shmuel's memory is hard to understand whether we have to pass like Shmuel, whether we understand it or not. On the other hand, he has a priya tsume against Shmuel's deed. How can it be put there? Lochen an muchach an leima, ne'achar she'in zen namotsu, lechayiz v'yishu, משיקוס הרמב״ם בפרש המשנה יש אם כן התאירו יחום קובליסקי של רבו ולאו המקטורים ברשס הרבים ויעד אם התאירו חום כוח החום וחום קובליניהם לאחר שנמוצו מישהו so he said that in two ways one way that אינו חנם that need the rice if a lion let's say is there so ברשס הרבים is high because the whole reason is to why the Torah Pathas Shemar and Shizrabi means because it's not negligent. But in regard to the highest things, he certainly is negligent. So the name is high. So why does Shmuel say that he's potter? Because Midrabonon seems usually Shemarego. So he's not negligent and he's potter with Shizrabi. So the name is Hachom in the Takone of Loi Plum. So if Chayistei of his had been made frequent and hamilen, then the Chachonim would have made it a Chon. But since Chayistei of his, the issue is an unusually is an unusual phenomenon. So the Meile, the Chachomi made it a kone that of loy pur, that it shevel eichut should be potter. Whether the time is why shevel eichut is potter applies or not, but with the Rai saying chanam, that's one lashon l'ash. Another lashon l'ash is when is that in the Rai saying itself. So whenever there is Yitzchak Hakosuf, even though Yitzchak Hakosuf is not Yitzchak Hakosuf like for Adonai, but it's Yitzchak Hakosuf that is declaratory of a certain concept, like Shem Reigel Pturim Vishis Rabbi. So then it depends. If the exception is a frequent phenomenon, then we say, since Yitzchak Hakosuf is declaratory of a certain concept, and that concept does not, the time, the rationale of that concept in a specific situation doesn't apply, so the deed changes. Mashiach came if the exception is an infrequent phenomenon, something highly unusual, then we say, even though the Gzeras HaKosu is declaratory of a certain svore, of a certain rationale, and in a specific situation, that rationale does not apply, but the deed is the same. So he mentioned, for example, now the Gemara in Akeinah says, now there is a halacha that Tomun is potabesh. Tomun is potabesh. So there is one Mandona who says that when it's Tomun, that Tomun the Biro Deiro is chayabesh. In other words, when it's Tomun potabesh, it's exas akos. Umotso. What's of God should come on. So practice don't, so it's a Zakosuf. But then Zakosuf is not a Zakosuf for Adonai. The Zakosuf is declaratory of a certain concept, and the concept has a rationale. Why does the Torah say that Tom is part of the age? Because in Darkon shall Meyodo Mehatmin Migosh. The usual way of an age, so Torah takes a Godish, and it's not darko of people to hide things in the Godish. So Mele, the Torah pattern it. Mashiach, the Bior Deiro, whereas the darko shall be on them, we have to be Bior Deiro, so then Torah is high. So why? Because this is something that is not an unusual phenomenon for an age to affect the Biur Deiro. Mashiach came. Ari zei deiv nova barbarous. So it's an highly unusual phenomenon for an Ari to wander around in the street. This is something that happened once in many, many years. So, since it's an unusual phenomenon, so there we say, in regard to the Torah itself, even though the Gzeras HaKosuf of Shem Rebbe Tum Bishus Rabbi is based upon a certain concept, upon a certain mitzvah, because Zuche is not negligent, but suppose he is negligent, so will he be chayav or not? So it very depends. If the exceptional situation is in the exception that constitutes is a frequent phenomenon, so then we say, in view of the fact that the whole Gzeras HaKosuf of Shem Derebo being Potter Vishus Rabbi, so it's based upon the fact that its Uchem is not negligent, so in any situation where he is negligent and the situation is not an unusual phenomenon, so the Mele, the Gzeras HaKosuf doesn't. But she can be the exception involves a highly unusual phenomenon. So then we say, since there is Yitzchak Hakosuf, even though Yitzchak Hakosuf is not Yitzchak Hakosuf like for Adonai, it's Yitzchak Hakosuf that is based upon a certain rationale because it's not negligent. But since this exceptional situation where he is negligent is an unusual phenomenon, so maybe the same as a cosmic. That's what he said. I matero, lohe mucha chanilema, viacha ashein zemina motsu, lechayis vishu, כמו שכל ספר רמבה בפרש המשנה, אם כי נעתינו לכל קודמיס כשם ורבו, אולי לא פתור בשצרד, כי מיישנה זה לא שנה ברמבה, אם בפרש המשנה. ויש מועדים אחרים כאלה, ואם הזה הוא משהו מהוס אחרי סוף כולו, ואם החדוס המועדים אין, סויסס, חמישה תמים וחמישה מועדים, so let him mention 11 מועדים, and by counting each one of the highest therapies, we have 6 highest therapies here, plus 5, so it's 11. So why does it say Hamisha Mahdi? Let the Mishnah enumerate 11 Mahdi, Mahdi, Mahdi. So, if it's also the Mishnah,